The current House and Senate budget drafts are now dead with the adjournment of the regular session, but Governor McAuliffe has called a special session, bringing the legislature back to Richmond on March 24th. They will then amend and try to find a compromise on a new budget that the governor will introduce at that time. This is the fifth time since 2001 that the legislature has gone into overtime because of a budget impasse. Senate Democratic Leader Dick Saslaw of Fairfax.
The governor's made it very, very clear that he will not sign a budget without Marketplace Virginia. He's not bluffing.
Speaker of the House Bill Howell.
Well, I think the gridlock is very easy to break, and that's just decoupling the Medicaid amendments from the budget and let us vote on a true budget, up or down. I can't think of anything in my 27 years that is similar to the Senate placing this budget amendment that deals with a source that's wholly unrelated to the budget process.
House Majority Leader Kirk Cox of Colonial Heights.
I think I can tell you what my constituents are going to say. They're going to say two things. They're not for Obamacare expansion, but here's the big thing they're going to say. They're going to say that local budgets are crucial. It funds school teachers. We've got boards of visitors right now that are setting tuition, et cetera, and they're going to say, go back there and get a budget done.
Saslaw says it's ironic that the House GOP does not want to extend health care benefits to low-income Virginians working full-time, while the part-time members of the General Assembly receive coverage from what he calls a Cadillac insurance plan.
This is driven by one thing and one thing only. It isn't Medicaid. It's the hatred of the man in the White House. Even Stevie Wonder could see through this.
Speaker Howell disputes this.
The concern that we have about expanding Medicaid is purely a fiscal and health policy issue. It has nothing to do with who's president, has nothing to do with anything else other than what's best for Virginia.
Before leaving town on Saturday, the legislature did pass some significant bills. They reduced the number of SOL tests that students in grades K through 8 must take by 23%, adjusting the total number from 22 tests to 17. These include third grade science and social studies, fifth grade writing and science, and eighth grade social studies. They also delayed the implementation of the A through F grading system for schools by 2 years. The legislature also instituted a $250 annual cap on gifts that may be given to elected officials and created an ethics council in response to the state's weak gift reporting laws, highlighted by the federal corruption charges brought against former Governor Bob McDonnell. Finally, the legislature unanimously passed a mental health reform package, which extends the time period that a person may be held under an emergency custody order from 6 to 12 hours, extends temporary detention orders from 48 to 72 hours, requires that the state's newly created psychiatric bed database be updated in real time, designates state hospitals as the last resort providers of psychiatric beds if they cannot be found at a private facility, and creates a 4-year behavioral health services study commission. Democratic Senator Cree Deeds of Bath led the charge on the issue, following the tragic death of his son Gus just 4 months ago. Gus Deeds took his own life after fatally attacking his father hours after he was sent home for lack of bed space following a psychiatric evaluation. Senator Deeds called the reform package a good start, but says there's still more work ahead.
The way it's been practiced, bed availability basically determined whether a TDO was issued. That made no sense. That's like saying, well, this guy just committed a crime down the street, but we're not going to put him in jail until we're sure we have space somewhere. That doesn't work that way. When somebody commits a crime or when they're suspected of a crime, they go to jail first. We find space for them. And that's what we did with this legislation. So I feel we've accomplished something very, very important. We've made the process much better on the front end. But for long-term change, that the study is going to be very important. So I feel like we've accomplished a lot, but we have so much more to do. I think no question it will save lives. I mean, every one of these situations is life and death. I think with this legislation, we've made a huge step toward protecting people's lives and reducing the number of tragedies that occur. With what we've done today and what we're going to do with this study, we can become a model for the rest of the country, not only with the best delivery system, but the most efficient delivery system. There's no question that there's some parts of the system that are underfunded, but there's lots of inefficiencies.
Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.